About 25% of the artists are new this year. Is that pretty typical of what you see every year?
Well, it varies, because last year was the first year we had internet application availability. So that has picked up artists that have never been here before. Some of our artists are old traditional ones that hear about it, but we love picking up the national reach.
If you are not a real huge art buff, or you don't buy a lot of stuff or whatever, is this a good show to come down to, you think, just to kind of peruse everything and see what strikes you and maybe pick something up at a decent price?
The wonderful thing about the Sidewalk Art Show is its variety. So it can be pastel drawings that are, you know, small and soft and lovely. It can be powerful big paintings, fabulous jewelry, ceramic and earthenwares, from functional to funky. It is something for everyone.
We're talking with Della Watkins, the executive director of the Taubman Museum of Art. This is also a fundraiser. Talk about that.
Yes, this is one of our annual fundraisers that supports our youth, children, educational programs.
And you're also going to give out awards. There's a Best in Show Award, and I guess also, I think there's a People's Choice Award. Talk about that.
This is a juried show, and that allows for an independent judge to come to our area, look at our artists, and make awards in several categories. Best in Show, there's a watercolor award, there's a sculpture award, so it's by medium, but it's best overall. Now, the judge will come on Saturday, so when you come on Sunday, you can see top picks.
When you go through an art show yourself as an executive director, what strikes you, or what are you looking for?
I look for things that touch me in a different way. I never look for something that I know where it's going to go, a certain room in my house or a certain place. I look for things that I connect with. It could be just color, it could be subject, could be size, it could be that particular day. And then I always take home something from the show to remind me of the show, but that I enjoy living with.
We're talking about the Sidewalk Art Show, June 4th and 5th. Also, there's a couple things going on inside the museum. Guests can come in and participate in the creation of a community collage from recyclables. And also, the Rescue Mission is holding a drawing contest to select the T-shirt design for the 2016 Drumstick Dash. You hoping to get a big crowd here?
We are. The museum is open Saturday and Sunday. That's June 4th and 5th, 10 to 5 o'clock. And because the museum is open, we thought it was a wonderful opportunity to be collaborative and have our partners come in and work with us. So the collage especially is interesting because the public gets to select color, size, pieces, and then sort of like a great big jigsaw puzzle fill in. But then when you get far away, step up on the balcony stairs and look over, sort of your eye blends it together, so it's like a humongous picture.
We're talking with Della Watkins, the executive director of the Taubman Museum of Art. We said, again, about 25% of the artists are new this year, but let's give a shout-out to Mark Woody. He's been in the show since the age of 19. This is his 43rd year at the event. And I know there's a lot of people that come back year after year, Eric Fitzpatrick, people like that. And you think, in a lot of cases, people look forward to coming back to the show every year to see some of their favorites?
Well, the artists have followers, and it's a good venue for them to reconnect annually because people love to buy things when they can look back and tell the story about the artist or the day they picked it up, things like that. It's all about the story. Our longest, participating artist, all the way to the 2 years ago, the Best in Show was won by a college student. So all of that makes it sort of fun. I like to look for new styles, but I really like visiting my old friends. So, and I go back to the same booth every year and, you know, chit-chat and catch up, see what's new. It is a tradition. I meet with people on the street that say, you know, on the first or second Sidewalk Art Show, I bake cookies for the artist. I mean, now we're talking, Gene, 58 years ago.
Well, so maybe there wasn't 130 artists like this year.
It wasn't. You know, so the booths will range, so they're tinted. So rain or shine, we go. It starts at the museum outside the front doors all the way to the bus depot, and then the adjacent streets, you know, in between. So it's a big show.